JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, consider opening your home to a child in state care this Christmas. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
For the past 10 years, children from state care facilities have been given the chance to become part of a Jamaican family during the festive season. This year is no different, and the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, is encouraging persons to open their hearts and homes to wards of the state this December under its Take a Child Home for Christmas program.
This program is providing an avenue in which our children's holistic development is met, and the agency is very strong on familial-based care and utilizes opportunities to provide exposure and development of our children.
CPFSA Public Relations and Communications Manager Rochelle Dixon. She says the program has helped to bring Christmas cheer to many youngsters over the years. It was originally created for the parents and guardians of children in state care who were unable to accommodate their children full-time. The process of sharing the Christmas cheer, Ms. Dixon says, is quite easy.
For persons who really want to be a part of this program, it is very simple. We, of course, have to go through vetting. It is customary that you have to fill out an application form. We ask you to provide us with 2 references from a notary public, that could be a police, a JP, a school principal. We also ask for 2 passports that photograph, your valid ID, and you must be 25 years and over.
For further details, visit any CPFSA office island-wide, call 948-28412, or send an email to info@cda.gov.jm. The deadline for submission is December 15. The updated Vision 2030 dashboard of indicators features interactive data and easy-to-understand trackers so everyone can be part of the process. Do your part to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-446-324 to learn more. It's now time for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Stephanie Todd.
When I used to live with my mother, she was a single parent, so it was just me and her living in New York at the time. And there's a store called Toys R Us. So every year they would issue out a huge book of toys just for Christmas for, of course, children to look through and harass their parents on what to buy and what not to buy. So she'd bring that home and give it to me, and I'd make my long list for Santa and put it up on the fridge, and hopefully Santa will come and see it. One night while I was sleeping, or while she thought I was sleeping, I saw when she came in through the door with bags upon bags of things from Toys R Us. She would basically get everything on my list, put it under the tree, and pretend as if it was Santa to, like, keep the spirit alive.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
Yo, that's not the coolest Christmas tree ever seen.
Impressive,
but 3 strings of light and a flashing angel.
Very cool, but
and the fan to move it.
How about your wallet?
What?
Your whole Christmas bonus will fly through your wallet to pay for the energy.
But this is only for Christmas.
But just by being clever, you could save a bundle of your bonus. Just buy 1 long string of lights instead of 3 short ones, and make sure that they're LED lights. Use reflective ornaments too.
True enough.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas. Save energy, save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.